What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday or whatever day it is that you're listening to. I was so excited to come back this week and share with you because so many of you had reached out to me on the replay of last week's episode of lack of actions and how many of you identified that the lack of actions that you were taking in your life were actually inhibiting you from living your best life, actually holding you back from ever getting and achieving the life you had always desired. And my job as your mentor and as your coach is to help push you past those limitations, push you past the things that are holding you back. And I today want to really, truly help you. So we've talked about the lack of actions, right? And how we have to kind of push past that. But now that you've pushed past that, I want to talk about something that is even a little bit more difficult. How to embrace the change. I want to teach you that. And the best way I know how is to give you another replay in the segment and the edition and that season, that part in 2017-18 when I was talking about it. And this replay is going to really help you understand how to embrace the change. No longer lacking action, taking messy action, whatever that looks like in your life. And now we're going to embrace the change that it requires for you to live the life you deserve. What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am so excited you're here. I'm a passionate nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach, and I'm here to deliver a simple message that you were made for more, that you have an unwavering truth that your health and your happiness are all yours for the taking. Your wildest dreams are right there. And this podcast is meant to give you that belief, give you the skills, the tips, the tools in order to make your dreams happen. And me, as your coach of this podcast, I am cheering you on. I'm here as your supporter and I'm here to help you make it happen. So today's episode is something near and dear to my heart because most of you guys know I'm sitting here in the beautiful island of Hawaii and I'm going to record this very last episode while I'm here. But while I was here, I happened to share some incredibly mind-blowingly, shockingly awesome, exciting news with you guys that I am having my first baby. And a lot of you guys I just need to first and foremost say thank you. Thank you for every single one of the comments, the likes, the text messages, the phone calls. I really, really appreciated it. It showed me so much love and just gratefulness of this journey and this opportunity. But with every new situation, with every new life change, it requires you to embrace that change. There's always going to be stages. It's like the stages of grief where you go through all of these ups and downs and these emotions. Change does the same thing. You go through these stages of fear, self-doubt, self-limiting beliefs, excitement, happiness, sadness, fear, scared all over again, over and over again, as this change that you're embarking on is happening. And for many of you guys were like, holy cow, this is such a shock. You didn't exactly know that I was seeing anybody, and that's okay. Because after my divorce, I realized that some things are private, some things are between me and my life and my story and what I choose to share with you. The reason why I'm on social media on multiple different platforms is for me to provide hope for you and for me to help you overcome the things that in my life I struggled with. I'm here to inspire you and empower you and encourage you. And not always do I need to share every intricate detail. And I learned that as I got older in my life. Many of you guys who are close to me obviously know that I've been with him for over a year. And then many of you guys also have seen pictures where I like have gone on trips. We went to Mexico together, we've gone out to California together. So all of these different things, but it's neither here nor there. This is not me justifying or feeling a sense of like I need to explain myself, because I don't. But in the same breath, embracing this change in an unexpected situation is hard, because as these last couple of months have gone by, my body, my hormones, my thoughts have gone through a whirlwind. And for somebody who has in the past struggled with depression or thoughts of just feeling down or suicide, one of the things that I had to make sure is that I was taking care of my mindset. I had to just realize that this is what was happening, not something that was happening to me. This was something that I was going through, not the worst end of the world possible thing. I had to create this mindset of this is me dealing with this situation. So this is my explanation, my story, my mentoring, my coaching to help you embrace change in your life. Very first thing that I need you to do when you're embracing a new change, embarking on a journey, you have to sit and feel it. I think the number one thing in any situation, whether you are going through a divorce, whether you are going through a separation, whether you are going through the loss of a child, whether you are, you know, having a child, whatever the situation is, you have to feel it. So you have to feel it and realize that this is happening. You have to come to grips with the fact that this situation has happened. This is what's going on. I am going to sit in it for a moment, realize, and accept. And when you get through that acceptance phase of embracing change, that's when you have two decisions. You can either decide to embrace it in a positive direction or embrace it in a negative one. And just being real and raw, for about 2 weeks, I was embracing it in a very negative mentality. I was having to struggle through my depression coming back up. I had to struggle with trying to get out of my bed. I had to struggle with keeping things locked in when I'm not that person. I'm a person who works through things and shares things and dives into personal development. So for those 2 weeks, I had to make a conscious decision to do the things that made me feel good, even when I didn't want to. That meant getting up and working out, even though I'm telling you, pregnancy fatigue is not, it's not a joke. It is the most, I have never been that tired in my life. Like I think back to college 3 days and it was worse than that. And I didn't even think that was possible. So for me, it was like, I had to fight to get out of bed to go work out. I had to fight to continue to work my business and show up for other people when I quite didn't know how to show up for myself. I had to make sure that I was showing up for my patients. I had to make sure that I was still doing the things that made me happy. And within those 2 weeks of just going through and really diving in and reading personal development and listening to podcasts and motivational speeches, I was able to come out and say, okay, I've accepted this has happened. I chose to be negative for the last 2 weeks. Now I'm going to enter into the sight of gratefulness and embracing this change in my life. There has to be a sense of ownership. There has to be a sense of belief that everything is going to be okay. And me as a very spiritual person, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I do not classify myself as religious. That's a whole other different topic of just getting into, because it's causes separation. And for me, I am just one to believe that there are bigger things in my life that are going on and God has a bigger hold on it. I have a plan and a purpose, and he's here to carry me through it, and he has a future for me. I just have to be willing to step into what he has called me to do. So I realized this is what he has called me to do. This is my situation. I've accepted it. Now I need to embrace it with gratefulness, embrace it with the realization that I can do this and that I will be able to get through it. It's not the end of the world. So I realized, okay, this is what's happening. My body's going through all these changes. I mildly had a freak out because I went from having a really chiseled, toned six pack and body to then transitioning to just a little bit more fluff and a little bit more cushion in certain places. And I just realized that I had to accept it. And it was like, I've always been that person. My persistence, my resilience, my grit has always carried me in hard situations. And that's what I want you guys to take away too. Your persistence is somebody who's always going to get you through tough situations. And she is somebody, he is somebody that is going to help you succeed. So remember your persistence in the situation of you embracing change. So I had to accept it. And then I had to make a conscious decision to be positive or negative. And then I had to just say, everything is going to work out because it always does. If you reflect on any season of your life that you have been through, you have always come out of it. Whether you are currently in a situation, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you know that because of previous situations and seasons you've been in. And if you have just got out of a situation, you realize that you didn't die from that season, you didn't die from that situation, and you will always come out of it. So all of us as humans, whether we have faith in God or faith in the universe or faith in something bigger than ourselves, we always know that we are going to be okay. What we are going through can be embraced and it won't kill you. So I had to realize that yes, I got to accept it. Yes, I chose to be negative for 2 weeks and then got out of it, became positive, shown gratefulness, accepted the fact that everything is going to be okay because it always is. And then I buckled down and I realized that my mess is my message. I have the ability to now be a part of a tribe of mommies. I get to be a mother. And when I think back on my life, you always have a sense of, I didn't plan my life this way. I didn't want it to go this way. I didn't think this way. And I can be honest and transparent with you guys because I always am. I wanted to be a nurse practitioner. I made that happen. I got married because I wanted to be married. And at the time, it was the best decision for me. And then I got a divorce. That wasn't in the plan. I realized in that sense, like, I lost control. I wanted to play collegiate volleyball. I wanted to overcome all of these things. I wanted to get out of debt. Like, all of these situations that I've always come out of, I've come out on top until my divorce, when I realized that not everything will go my way. And that's a shift in my life, changed the trajectory of my life that really got me to understand you can't control everything. So when, obviously, two and a half years ago now that I've gone through that and we were separated and going through all of these changes, 3 years, whatever, I'm realizing that I can no longer gain control and that I could no longer control every aspect of my life. But we as people, we as women especially, we try to control every single piece. We think we're going to get married at 25. We're going to have a kid by 26. We're going to have our second kid by 28. We're going to have kids before 30. We're going to build this incredible business. We're going to be this incredible mom. We're going to be this astronomical, incredible wife, and we're going to be the superwoman who could do everything. And if you right now are like, that's not me, I have never thought about that. Well, sister, like, I love you and you're awesome. And I'm glad that your mind is like somewhere else, because for me, and I know for so many other listeners, I know I planned out my life when I was like a 10, like, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to be. And this is how it's going to happen. And when I realized that my life as it was going didn't happen that way, I didn't plan to get kicked out. I didn't plan to be in a situation of homelessness. I didn't plan to not play all 4 years of college volleyball. I didn't plan to get divorced. I didn't plan to be in a toxic situation. I didn't plan to get pregnant. Like all of these things that I've realized, but every single time, every single season, I've been okay. So that is what I want you to take away from my personal journey, but as well as your own, as you reflect on situations in your life. Your situations do not define you. Your mess is your message, and you are incredible no matter what. And your season, your situation, your life, mission, all of that, it's not going to determine who you are in a sense of you're less than. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what gender. It doesn't matter what race, heritage, religion, background. Those things don't define who you are. Your character defines you in so many different regards to where you can say, I handled that with poise. I handled that with grace. I handled that because I was struggling and now I overcame that and I'm embracing this change. It could be something as simple as embracing a new job. Embracing being let go of a job, embracing motherhood, embracing fatherhood, embracing a friendship. Whatever the situation is, you have the choice throughout the entire thing to have a certain level of your character be seen. And I'm encouraging you today to remember who you are in the change. Remember who you want to be in the change and just go through it. Embrace it. Make it something incredible. So yes, I accepted it. I was a little bit depressed for 2 weeks. I overcame it. I'm grateful now. I shared it with you guys. I announced it. But now I'm realizing that I get to help other first-time mommies or join other first-time mommies or help mommies be fit and happy and healthy and teach them different nutritional tricks and share with them my journey as I go through this. And that is something so powerful. But at the same time, every baby is a miracle. Every baby, every human life is so magical and so intricately created at every stage where as my body is changing, as I'm going through this change, I'm embracing it. Now, here we are at 15 weeks, I'm realizing my baby can hear everything I'm saying. And I hope that they're listening to every word of this podcast, that it's, I embrace this journey. I embrace being your mother. I embrace being who I'm going to become through loving somebody and something so incredibly wonderful. So whatever it is that you're going through, I encourage you to embrace it. I encourage you to just say, it's going to be okay because everything that I've been through has ended up okay. I didn't die. Everything that I go through, I can make the decision to be happy about. And yeah, there's situations where you are scared out of your mind. You don't know what it's going to look like. Only time will tell. But at the same time, you can enjoy every single ounce of that journey if you become willing to embrace that change and embrace what's happening. So guys, I hope that through my journey, through my story, through me sharing just a little bit more of an intricate aspects of this journey with you in the beginning, that you can find peace in whatever change, whatever season that you are personally going through. And that as long as you accept it, as long as you choose to be positive, as long as you're willing to say it is going to be okay, I promise you this change in this season and in this journey will absolutely blow you away. You are loved. You are wanted. You are needed. You are worthy. And soul sister, you are more than enough. And you will be okay.